Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now we're going to speak with a guy who's arguably the biggest writer in the gun culture. According to Freddie Real, he is absolutely the biggest writer in the gun culture. He writes on the biggest website. His name is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
How are things in sunny Arizona?
Well, we broke the 100 mark, so it's starting to get nice.
You know, I called my marketing company yesterday, and they had to go home because of the snow.
They're
up in Michigan, but anyway, you know, I shouldn't be laughing about that, should I? No, I should not. We're seeing the bottleneck again. But hey, the one article that's up here, of course, is one that I like. It's my favorite topic. You discovered that most of the documented handgun cases against bears have occurred in the last 22 years.
Yes, I've been associates. I don't want to take all the credit. There's several other people that have been working with me and volunteered and have contributed by locating instances where people have defended themselves with pistols against bears. And so it's not just me, but I've done a lot of the work.
Right.
And I and others, we found, we started looking in 2016, and we found 125 documented cases where handguns were fired in defense against bears. That's just handguns. We found another 20 cases where handguns and something else. I mean, it's a variety of things. A car, a rifle, shotgun, crossbow, regular bow. So, you know, when there's a combination of things used, then we're not willing to use it in the statistics as a handgun defense. It's a combination. So
right.
Those are not in, we don't include those in the statistics. And two of the 125 cases were muddy enough that you couldn't really say whether the handgun being fired was successful or failed, because it was kind of a muddy situation. You know, it wasn't obvious to me. And one of the reasons that we include all of, include links to the original reporting is so people can read what happened and make up their own mind. So some people have wanted to include the combination defenses, and some people have scored maybe one more failure than we do. We've only found three failures. That's fine. There's plenty of room for disagreement. That's why we include all the data. But in the 125 documented cases, there are two that were indeterminate. And we look at those, and I started looking, what's the number per decade? I started looking at that. And I realized that the cases we found were heavily, heavily weighted toward the present. And that there were only a very few cases that were early that we could document. And I started analyzing this, and I believe that there are three phenomena that have contributed to this very, very lopsided effect. And the first is that cartridge firearms are relatively recent phenomena. I mean, they were being developed from about 1840 to 1870. But prior to that, they were muzzle loaders. And before 1840, I mean, there were very few revolvers. Almost none. A few Colt revolvers of the Patterson type before 1840. And then they really started expanding about 1848. And then they'll, you know, expanded a lot. But those were revolvers, just they weren't cartridge revolvers. And then about 1840, you had a few pin fires. They started getting popular, very few in the U.S., mostly in Europe. And then you know, by 1870, the cartridge revolver was well established and becoming dominant. But the point is that most of these muzzle loading pistols, which are usually single shot or maybe two barrels, and they were ancillary to long guns. Long guns were the thing, and there probably were a few bears that were killed in defense using a handgun, but they weren't recorded because there just wasn't a lot of recording out in the wilderness area. And even if somebody kept a diary, the odds of that diary then being published somewhere and then us being able to find it means that you just didn't find it. There just were that combination of relatively few people using pistols in hunting and poor record keeping, there just wasn't much of it, and then trying to find it. All those three things come together, and you just had very few records back then. And when you get into where cartridge revolvers start becoming more available, as I said, about 1870, they were well established. You also have the problem that right about then, the bear populations are really dropping. As human population expanded and effective firearms became more and more available, not just cartridge guns, but just good muzzle loaders, bears in populated areas became scarce because they were considered pests, and people would use any and all means to kill them, you know, snares and traps and hunting with dogs all times of the year. And they would just kill off bears whenever they could because bears were not protected in any way and they were pests. They caused a lot of problems. So in that era from, so let's say about 1860 to about 1960, the bear population really decreased quite a bit. And there were not very many bears by the time you get to 1900, not many that were available. And I was a young child by 1960. And I remember, you know, that when a bear was killed, and this is up in northern Wisconsin, which was still fairly wild, when a bear was killed, it was a big deal. Wow, a bear. Somebody got a bear. You know, it was just amazing. And there were so few bears around, and they were not hunted very effectively because there was just not very many of them. But then in the 1960s, we started to get a situation where people said, hey, wait a minute. We shouldn't just kill all these bears off. There should be some kind of protection for them. We want to have some bears around. And so you started, conservationists and putting more of a season on bears and don't kill bear cubs. And some of that was in place, you know, that I use 1960 as a marker.
I tell you what.
But it's not.
Hold on right there, if you would be so kind. We're going to continue this with this. This is the last article that got put up yesterday at amaland.com. You can find this and nearly 2,000 other articles like it at amaland.com, all written by Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with writer Dean Weingarten. We were talking about the prevalence of, it seems like more bears are engaged or dealt with since 2000 with handguns than prior to that. And you were giving us the reasons for this.
Right. We were talking about how hard it was to find incidents before 1960.
Right.
And there may have been incidents that may have been recorded, but it's hard to find what they were recorded on, and they're not generally easily available for search, say on the internet. And so in that whole period before 1960, it's like 7 decades from the first incident we found, we only found 6 in 7 decades. And of those 6, 5 of them were from about 2 or 3 books, rather than, and a couple of those refer to newspaper articles published at the time.
Right.
They're in the books, is how we found them. And then 1 happens to be because of the writing on Ameland. I've constantly been asking people to come forward with incidents, and in the comments section of one of those articles, a brilliant guy, I've talked to him several times now, he's a geologist, Canadian trained geologist, mining engineer, geologist, and world traveler who has kept extensive diaries. And in his diaries, there was an incident in 1957 where he killed a black bear that was attacking a person with a .357 Magnum that he could carry because he was professionally employed in the outdoors. And so that shows you that it's just hard to come by. There may be incidents out there. It's just hard to find them. So in the 7 decades, from 1890 to 1960, only 6 incidents. Now, about 1960, there are several things that happened, and they all seem to sort of come together at the same time. Things like Alaska becoming a state, and the population of Alaska growing, and the population of humans growing rapidly. And the .357 and .44 Magnums had been introduced, and they were gaining in popularity. And in fact, post-World War II, there were just quite a few effective, reliable handguns that were available. So that contributed. And then there were these conservation movements, which called for managing bears as a game animal, as a renewable resource, rather than just a pest that had to be gotten rid of.
Right.
You could say that that was partly because there were fewer and fewer small-scale farmers, you know, to whom the bear was a serious pest. And then in 1973, the grizzly bears got listed as an endangered species. So that started to increase the population of bears that did not fear humans, you know, because bears in general were more protected. So you had more bears, more people, more handguns, and more recording of incidents. And because those incidents were recorded often in magazines or some place that somebody eventually that got on the internet, those incidents became more accessible. And so from 1960 to 1969, we discovered 5 documented cases. That's almost as many as happened in the that we had discovered in the previous 7 decades in 1 decade. And then from 70 to 79, it happened again, 5 more cases. And then 80 to 89, 5 more cases. And then 90 to 99, 8 cases. You see, it's kind of level there, but at the end, it starts increasing a bit. And, you know, it's those things we talked about. More bears, more people, more right. Handguns, reliable, powerful handguns that you could, carry around easily. And then in the middle 1990s, the internet started really ramping up. I think that I would say that really started ramping about 96 to 98. And several all trends, all this came together for a large increase in the documented cases of handguns being fired in defense against bears. And so when we start at 2000, and go up to 2009, where the most we ever had in a decade before was 8, and that was in the previous decade, and before that, 5, all of a sudden, we got 30 documented cases of handguns being fired against bears in that 2000 to 2009 decade. And then the decade after that, 2010 to 2019, 55 cases, almost twice as many as the previous decade.
Right.
I mean, so it's just this, it's almost an exponential rise that you're seeing there. And another thing that happened in 2010 was the national ban on carrying firearms for defense in national parks was taken away.
Yep.
It was a big win for Second Amendment supporters that this national legislation that said no guns in parks, we managed to get rid of it, and it was signed into law under President Obama because it was a credit card regulation that he wanted. This was included with it, and he just, I'm sure he gritted his teeth when he signed this legislation, but
at the very least,
you know, it was signed. And then, and of those 54 cases, since we had, 9 more in 2020 and 21 together, and so 64 documented cases since 2010, 3 of those, almost 5%, happened in national parks. So, was showing that this was a positive thing to allow people to carry guns for defense in national parks. And there may be cases that we don't know of that never got published. Somebody hasn't filed the right Freedom of Information Act. I mean, that type of thing. People are wary about having their name associated with a defense against a bear.
Right.
And if no human is injured or killed when that firearm is, that handgun is fired defensively against the bear, there's not much incentive for people to record it in the newspapers. It's not sensational. And so I suspect there are a fair number of those cases that we don't know about. And give you an example.
I tell you what, hold the example, coming up on the break. You'll give me the example when we get back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is calling on his Democratic colleagues to step up and do more to keep a public health policy in place. It's being used to expedite deportations at the southern border.
We hear Democrats on the other side of the aisle say that we should not lift it. They have the ability to say more than just words. They can vote.
He's one of about a dozen Republican lawmakers in the Texas border city of Eagle Pass on Monday, getting a briefing from law enforcement as well as landowners. Twitter is no longer going to be a publicly traded company if Elon Musk becomes the owner. Twitter saying shareholders will get just over $54 a share as part of the transaction, which means the deal is worth about $44 million. And you're listening to USA
Radio News.
Another COVID funding package is on the table as lawmakers return from a two-week recess. Senate negotiators are close to a final agreement on a $10 billion package to continue federal funding for vaccines, treatments, and testing. The White House calls it an urgent necessity. President Biden originally asked for more than $22 billion. China is continuing to work hard to revitalize its economy.
China has announced it's bringing back coal-fired power plants as the ruling Communist Party tries to revive a struggling economy. Official plans call for boosting coal production capacity by 300 million tons this year. That's equal to 7% of last year's output of 4.1 billion tons, which is an increase of nearly 6% over 2020.
Wall Street beginning the week on a positive note. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 238 points to close at 3449. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Had to slow Dean down because we had to go into the break and everything. He's about to give us an example of things as he's looking at his data points. Would you care to pick that up from where you were there, sir?
No problem. Well, I recently did an update that we talked about where we had 20 more cases that were added since last year of people using firing a handgun in defense against bears. So it's, and a fair number of those, 13 of the 20, as I recall, and you could make the case for two others, but 13 of the 20 for sure, were not publicized in the main media. And of those 13, as I recall, I might be off by one, 9 of them were from Freedom of Information Act requests. So, unless we had really gone looking for them hard and had the final Freedom of Information Act, which is not a simple process, by the way. It takes perseverance and knowledge. We would never have found 13 of those cases, which is a majority of the upgrade. They just would still be hidden out there. And, 9 in Freedom of Information Act and another 4 from other sources. And of those, all the ones that were Freedom of Information Act sources were all grizzly bear defenses. And that's because there's a bias that's built into the way we look at these things. Because the federal government requires that people who fire a gun in defense against grizzly bears is a criminal offense if you don't report that to the federal government. But there's nothing like that in the federal law for black bears. So if somebody is out in the wilds of Alaska, and they're far from any communication or anything else, and there's an aggressive black bear that just refuses to leave camp and keeps getting more and more bothersome. When they shoot that black bear, how many of them are going to report it? And we have exactly such a case that is included in one of our case studies that's been documented. And the only reason it got documented is because the person who shot the bear is a prominent author who spends a lot of time out, did spend, I should say, unfortunately, I believe he has passed, a lot of time in very wild places exploring. And this incident happened to him, and so he noted it in one of his books, and then I noted a vague reference to it in somebody's comment and started looking, and with a lot of digging, I found it. But the point, again, is that how many people who go out in these remote places are world-famous authors? There aren't very many. So I believe that there's quite a few cases that happen that nobody knows about yet. I mean, some of them may come to surface eventually, as we've had some comments on Emmaland of people talking about how they defended themselves, but they're just not willing to come forward with the data of when, where, at what time, and a little bit of detail with the person involved so that we can say it's documented. You know, somebody says, I did this, and it happened about, you know, maybe it was 1970. I don't recall exactly. That's just not enough to meet our criteria for documentation.
Of course.
So the odds are that there's a lot of cases. I don't know how many. It's really hard, but I believe it could be as high as 10 times as many cases are not reported and recorded and discovered as the ones that we have been found that are both documented and discovered. And
so,
because it's just people aren't going to talk about it.
So in your database, what does it have, 123, 24, 25?
125 cases so far from 1990 to 2022, where pistols were used in defense against, fired, I should say, in defense against bears.
Right.
And another 20 cases where pistol and something else was used, some other lethal implement was used. And it's everything from a car to a rifle, you know. And I just, one of them that was written up in Ameland, I just think it's such a fantastic case. I don't know if it was written up in Ameland. I was trying to contact the people it happened to get an interview, and I haven't been successful, so it may not have been written up in Ameland, but it was written several other places. And these people up in Alaska hunting, you know, brown bear, grizzly, whatever you want to call them, they're basically the same bear, just depends on what they eat, how big they get. And they found this big bear over 400 yards, 450 yards away, I think they said. And laser rangefinders today, you can be pretty precise. And he had a .338 Magnum, and he fired at the bear three times, and he hit it three times, once in the neck, once through at least one in the lung and once in the shoulder, but didn't break the shoulder. And the bear started charging at them from more than a quarter mile away, and it kept getting closer and closer, but unfortunately, the bolt-action rifle the guy was using, a weird malfunction occurred where a empty case had bounced back into the action as it was being worked and deformed and jammed so much that he couldn't clear it. Strange things happen.
Yeah.
And so then the bear just keeps getting closer and closer. He's trying to clear this rifle. It's got another round in the magazine, but he can't get at it. And so the bear is getting really, you know, probably under 100 yards. His sister was asking as his guide in Alaska, and they decide, we're going to get out of the way. The bear was coming downhill at them, so they moved toward the side and uphill, and the bear followed him, you know, clearly coming after him, clearly having identified them as the cause of his problem. And the guy had, I believe it was a Taurus in, I was 454, Magnum. And as the bear gets close, he fires once and misses, fires again, hits the bear in the chest, that turns the bear a bit, fires another shot as the bear is going by. I think he fired four shots altogether, and the bear is down and rolling downhill away from him and dead. That's combination defense. It was hit three times with a powerful rifle cartridge, but it took the short-range effective use of that powerful handgun to keep them from getting mauled. And so, you know, is that showing that a handgun is effective? Well, I think it is.
Yeah.
It's a little muddy because it was a wounded bear.
So, before you launch into the last little bit, we're coming up on the next break, and I've been too busy listening to you. I have a couple of questions regarding some of this stuff because, I do think it sort of matters if that's also been tracked. Dean has written in a variety of places, but right now he's been sitting at Amaland for the last little bit, and of the articles he has available, which nearly 2,000 of his total output is sitting at Amaland. That's where you will find his stuff. Now, Amaland, I don't know where it's at today. 2 years ago, they were in the top 1,000 websites on the planet. I suspect they're probably still sitting around there somewhere, which makes Dean the biggest writer in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Meadow Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, we've been talking about bears and the discovery that you made regarding the prevalence of cases after a certain time in the year. Is a lot of that due to the fact, do you think, that the handgun cartridge became a little more lethal as time went on, plus as we pushed out, now we're actually bumping into them a little more now as America has gone from being a big metropolitan population center to spreading out?
It's both, I think. I think part of the handgun lethality equation is that people just have more confidence in the handgun.
Right.
And, you know, and the other thing is that they're just so reliable. Even, you know, when people are starting to talk about revolvers as, you know, old school, obsolete. But the fact is, a powerful revolver is very reliable for 5 or 6 or 7 shots. And, you know, that's usually as many as you need. Usually you don't get a chance to get off more than a couple, with a bear, but some people do. I mean, we had one case where 2 people and got off 31 shots and they were successful, but, you know, with semi-automatic pistols. So I think that reliability and effectiveness of cartridge guns made a difference. And then, you know, it's hard to overstate how much just the ability to find the cases and for people to publish them. For example, there's a case that we included that was never published anywhere else. It was on the internet and it got seared into the memory of the person who experienced it so much that they devoted a whole website just to recounting that incident in fine detail of what exactly happened to them during the event, almost second by second. And so previously we would have never heard anything about it. There would have been no web page. There'd have been nothing. Or another one, which happened in 1960, relatively early, somebody homesteading up in Alaska, and they had a .44 Magnum, it was a woman. She was encouraged to carry it by her husband. She's going out to wave to him because he's a pilot and he's coming back in on their landing strip. And as she's running along or walking along there outside, she hears a noise and hears a grizzly bear charging at her from yards away. But she practiced. She draws that 44, bam, fires one shot, and the bear piles up dead right there. And she recounted that herself personally, you know, in an, I think it might have been an article and then on the website, but I don't think we got it from anywhere else. But because the media is there to record those incidents, and they have been recorded, we just started seeing them. I really don't think it was a complete lack of incidents that we don't see very many from 1890 to 1960. It's just that not many people were able to record them in ways where we could find them. So that's what I see. If you don't mind, I would like to go back to the article where the update was on the number of cases, where we had 20 cases, and we got nowhere near able to finish it, I think, when we first talked about it, roughly a week, 10 days ago. And there's some very interesting cases there I'd like to include, if you don't mind.
You got, let's see, you got about 5 minutes. So go.
I'll be able to get a couple cases.
Yeah.
One of the most interesting was in Wyoming, the Boulder Basin, and this was a 44 Magnum. About 30% of all the cases we see are 44 Magnums, and they're all successful. And what this was, it really makes it stand out, is the fellow was using birdshot. So this is about 9 in the morning, and a guide and a hunter, they're on, in heavy cover on horseback. And all of a sudden, almost out of nowhere, this grizzly bear starts charging them. And the hunter starts yelling at the bear as soon as it's seen, and he has a Ruger 44 Magnum, and he draws it, and as the bear's getting closer, he fires at the bear. It's only 13 steps away. I'm sure they measured it later. Blab! And the bear turns away and runs off, and about 50 yards, it looks at him like, do I want to go back, get some more of this, and then it takes off. They were not absolutely certain if it was hit or injured much, but the revolver was loaded with actually a .44 special round in birdshot. Generally, that's what you fire in .44 Magnums when you want birdshot, because they were figuring on they could pot a grouse or two for dinner. But, you know, whether the bear probably was stung a bit by those pellets, and we've seen several cases where a powerful revolver is fired at a bear or right in front of a bear at very close range, and just the blast and the enormous shock wave noise of that is enough to startle them, give them second thoughts, and they take off. So that was the one. That was in 2010. And then in 2011, there's just another fascinating one, and this one, another Wyoming grizzly bear. And it was Freedom of Information Act, so the people involved were redacted. So I'm just referring them as Hunter 1 and Hunter 2. And we talked about this, but it's just an amazing case. And they're out bow hunting for elk in heavy timber. And there's some pictures of the article on Ammoland about this. And, I mean, it's rough stuff. It is, if anybody who's ever gone through the woods where there's a lot of blow-down timber realizes that it's a lot of work and difficult traction trying to get through this stuff. You end up crawling over logs and breaking off limbs and all kinds of stuff. It's heavy-duty effort to try to get through this, and trying to get through one silently is a real trick. So they're in this stuff, and they see a bear. A bear comes running at one hunter, and he yells at it and jumps up on a down tree, and the bear runs off. But it's a grizzly bear, and so he talks to the other hunter and says, let's get out of here, and they're trying to get out. They make about, I think, 200 or 300 yards away from that point, and then here two bears, a bear and a cub, I guess, appear and start charging at them. And one of them, they try to get up a tree. The second hunter throws the bow down. The other hunter has a .38 revolver. No idea whether it's 4-inch, 6-inch, 2-inch, whatever, but he's got one. And his friend trying to get a tree, falls down, and here's the bear jumping at him. He puts up his boot to try to keep the bear away, and the bear grabs him by the ankle, and he's yelling to the other hunter, shoot it, shoot it. And he shoots, bam, bam, and the bear comes off the first hunter and starts coming up toward him, and bam, and that's it. That's the dead bear right there. And it took three shots from a 38 at less than 6 feet, and that was all it took. That's an amazing thing. We don't have very many 38 special saves. I think there are four instances, and one of those was a failure, but it was probably because the person involved never actually hit the bear with any of his shots and wasn't really intending to, I don't think, either, in that case. So I thought that was a fascinating and interesting incident.
And
may
well,
not
you,
have time.
You may not have time, but maybe we could pick, maybe there'll be something we could pick that up on Friday, because everything should be right on Friday. And in any event.
I think we can. And that's, I think we're about halfway through now of the new incidents, but there's many fascinating things to learn from these incidents. And I enjoy, you know, all the research and putting them together.
Well, thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. And we'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, Radio listeners get $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.